It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on this Christmas Eve Eve, brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. Well, it's kind of sort of become a tradition on the final flashback before a Christmas to dive back to the year
1963.
And with a famous song known around this time that happened literally within 20 steps of where we broadcast from right now to you.
Pretty paper.
Yeah, this
pretty
one's
ribbons,
quite
blue.
The story. And if you haven't heard the story yet,
to your
pretty remarkable that literally here down Sundance Square, Fort Worth, Texas, is where that's all originated from. Pretty Paper, written by Willie in late 1963. And this was one of those write, rip, and then get to somebody to record. And it just so happens, by Christmas of 63, it got to Roy Orbison, who was the first to turn it into a hit. And then Willie would record his own version in November the next year of 64. But the story of a street vendor and about holiday shoppers rushing past a disabled street vendor selling pencils and ribbons while literally crawling, quote, all alone on a sidewalk downtown. Instant classic. But it really wasn't until the year of 2016 that we knew much about the inspiration, or really that it was even a true story. Now, Willie's book at the time, autobiography in a way, told part of the story. But then in 2019, with some pretty good old-fashioned reporter newspaper work from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and I saw a couple days ago, Bud Kennedy over there, our friend, he reposted this story in the Telegram. And it solved, ultimately, the mystery of Fort Worth's Christmas song. With a little help from Palo Pinto County fans and one surprise family out in Conroe. Dozens who shopped at the old Leonard's department store remember the man who Willie Nelson wrote about in 1963. Every time I see Bud post the story, there's comments in there. I remember that. I remember that. Mm. So, Willie wrote this song while he was a DJ here in Fort Worth. And he knew about this gentleman, this street vendor. But nobody really knew his name. But finally, a rancher, Bob Neely, out of Santo, called about his former neighbor, Frankie Briarton. Bob said you could always hear him in town, dragging himself along the gravel streets. And it turns out Frankie Briarton refused a wheelchair. He chose to crawl because that's what he learned growing up. His legs were weakened by a spinal disorder early in life. And this is all coming from his daughter, Lillian Compte of Conroe. And she was surprised at the time why the Fort Worth Star-Telegram would be contacting her about her father, who had passed away in 1973. By the way, Frankie Briarton is buried in Mineral Wells. Well, the Star-Telegram explained a little more, and as she said, I know this song. It's a pretty song. I never once thought of it being about my father. But it was. Frankie Briarton worked as a street vendor, not just in Fort Worth, but Dallas, and even down in Houston. He got around just fine. But his most famous spot was there, right down the street from us, at what was the old Leonard's Corner store at 2nd and Houston Street. Sold pencils at the stock show, also at the state fair, and on Main Street down in Houston. And he earned a living without any government assistance at all, his daughter said. The one thing about this that does get you a little bit, amazingly, Briarton never heard the song that was all about him.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbon.